It's time for a K1 Community Connection, AM 1400, FM 93.3 K1. I hope that your Friday is going well. Upper 70s across Osage, Washington, and Nowata counties at 8:30. Community Connection this morning brought to us by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and Tallgrass Motors. I've got Stacy Garrett and Anna DeBow with me this morning on K1, and they are here for the Health Fair. It's coming up on Saturday, August the 25th at the Bartlesville Community Center. Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now you guys are with the CCTT putting on the Health Fair 5th Annual. It's all free. So if you could kind of maybe just recap what you've done the last 4 years, what's upcoming for the Health Fair this year. We can talk a little bit about the CCTT as well.
Okay. Well, let's see. The Community Care Transition Team is a group of nonprofit healthcare providers that are from this community. We work together to improve the patient's transitions between the hospital and the next level of care. And because we feel like the patients need the patients, you know, and you know who the patients are. They're your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your friends. These are the people who we're taking care of here in this community. So we all got together in 2009 and decided we needed to do something to kind of keep an eye out for the elderly population who is moving between nursing homes, assisted livings, home health, and the hospital. And it's grown exponentially since then. To include this health fair. So this is the 5th year we've been holding it downtown Bartlesville. We feel like that when we partner together, nurses, doctors, advanced practitioners, and people that work in all different fields that take care of people, when we partner and communicate and educate and support each other, we can impact health outcomes and the quality of people's lives. So we are presenting this 5th annual Transition of Healthcare health fair. It's one heart, one community every year. It's free, and our theme this year is medication safety.
Yeah, and you guys, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air, and I'm with Anna DeBow is just speaking, Stacy Garrett here as well, as we talk about the health fair. It's coming up once again August the 25th at the Bartlesville Community Center. Talked about medication safety, and I, for some reason, kind of went back to my grandma, and I can remember the pill boxes that some older people have with the days of the week on there. And I remember thinking, well, I take one pill, and I struggle to do that. And I just can't imagine, especially maybe for an older person, too, having to keep track of all of that. I would guess that it probably can be kind of a chore and probably can get dangerous as well if people aren't careful and really watching what they're doing.
This is the truth. I'll tell you what, one of the things that we're doing at the fair, we want to make sure there's no confusion because we will be offering a drug take back. We want people to gather up their old unused medications and bring them to the fair for safe disposal. And it's free and there's no limit to that. But we want to make sure there's no confusion because we are also rolling out a campaign. It's called Bag It, Bring It. And what that is we're going to be encouraging folks to bag up all their current medications that they're taking and bring them to every doctor's visit. So if you go to a free clinic, if you go to a primary care clinic, say you have an urgent care visit or an emergency room visit, we want to make sure that you're taking your medications to every visit you go to. Most providers who are not connected, like if you're not in the St. John Health System or in the computer, because they're not connected, there's really no way to communicate with each other about the types of medications you're taking and how much. Say you're seeing a primary care provider and they change your medication. So you've changed your medication. Then you go to the emergency room. If you don't bring that change with you and the physicians don't know, they may give you a different medication or, you know, according to what's going on with you. If they're not talking back and forth, then that can be a medication error can occur and that can be harmful. So what we're doing is we're encouraging everyone in the community who takes medications to put all their medications, including the over-the-counter medications, into a bag and bring them to every appointment. And so what I'm trying to clarify is the drug take back is separate. It's different. We want to destroy your old medications.
Not their current ones.
Not your current ones. Bag it, bring it. You'll see there's a billboard right above Boulevard Pharmacy as you're going
east.
East. on Frank Phillips Boulevard, you will see we are starting our campaign. And at the fair, we'll be giving out bags for people to put their medications in and take to their appointments.
Talking with Anna DeBow and also Stacy Garrett, and once again, they're with CCTT, talking about the health fair. It's coming up on August the 25th at the Bartlesville Community Center. That is a Saturday, if you were not aware. And let's go ahead and take our first little break of the program. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about what's going to go on at the health fair, maybe some of their sponsors as well. You're listening to K1, 78 degrees, it's 8:35. Once again, Community Connection this morning brought to us by EOC and Tallgrass Motors.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Thanks to Tallgrass Motors and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center for bringing us this community connection this morning. Evan Farbach with you on K1. It's 8:37, upper 70s across northeast Oklahoma. Got Stacy Garrett and Anna DeBow in with us. They're both from the Community Care Transition Team, and they're putting on a health fair coming up on Saturday, August the 25th. Stacy is going to tell us a little bit about what's going on at the health fair on that Saturday, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of stuff, some prizes, bingo, some food, all kinds of things going on.
Yes, our health fair, which he said, is August 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come and go. Like he said, it is free. Some things that we're going to have there, we're going to have an ice cream truck, and a Shorty's Grill is also going to have their truck in the parking lot. So if you get hungry during the fair, you can stop on out, get you some food, and come back in. Some activities, we're going to have the Tallgrass Bell Ringers there who will be doing a performance for us. Again, like Anna said earlier, we're going to have the medication take back. So if you have any medications that are expired or you're not taking anymore and you need a safe way to dispose of those, you can bring those in. We're also going to have our air evac helicopter land sometime during the 10 to 2 time period. So that's always fun for the family to come out and have a chance to get inside the helicopter and look at that. We're also going to have something new this year. We're going to have bingo every 30 minutes. We have a whole bunch of donated prizes from local businesses. So if you or your family, your loved ones, want to come through the fair and then enjoy some bingo with chances to win prizes, it'll be a lot of fun. We have some health screenings that are going to be provided by the Oklahoma Wesleyan nursing students. So you'll have your free blood pressure checks and things like that. Again, like Anna said, we have the Bag It, Bring It campaign, which we'll be handing out some bags to put your medications in. Some of the educational topics this year are transportation for elderly, safe use, storage, and disposal of medication. Wiley Hearing Aids will be there talking about hearing and screenings. We're going to have a booth on medication safety. We'll have a booth on stroke prevention, cancer awareness, advanced directives. So if you need help filling out advanced directives, we'll have people on site to help you with that. And that's medical advanced directives. Skilled nursing and long-term care information, financial protection, fraud scams, healthy bones. We're going to have a booth on mammograms and screenings. And then we want to mention some of our sponsors, because we would not be able to do this without our sponsors. So Jane Phillips is one of our sponsors, Amedisys, Home Health, The Journey Home, Adams Park, Shenandoah Home Health, Gorman Management Company, Visiting Angels, Comforting Hands Hospice, and Copeland Appliance Center. So we want a big shout out to those sponsors.
And we're talking with Stacy Garrett, Anna DeBow, once again with the Community Care Transition Team, putting on that health fair that's coming up on Saturday, August the 25th. Anybody was interested in getting more information that maybe just was kind of halfway listening, got in on the end? Is there a place someone can go and find some information on the health fair?
Is there
somewhere else, like a website or
A Facebook. We have a Facebook. We also have two billboards on Adams and Frank Phillips Boulevard. We're putting posters up. Once you see that big heart being held by hands over the city of Bartlesville, then you'll know that there's some information right there for you. It's the Transition of Care Health Fair, One Heart, One Community logo.
And is it the same Facebook page as well, Transitions of Care Health
Fair? It is.
Cool.
It is.
Brandy, anything else you guys want to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to throw in there, we got quite a few donations from some wonderful folks in the community. We got a 25-foot garden hose, cat food, dog biscuits, Avon, rawhide chews.
These are bingo prizes,
yes. We got, oh my gosh, two tickets to Broadway in Bartlesville. Actually, we got four tickets. One ticket to the Price Tower Gallery and Tour voucher. There's a 73-piece ratchet socket set. And if I may say, they were donated by Manly Vet, Keepsake Candles, Brown Shoe Store, Bambino's, Kathy Bring with Avon, Community Center, Tom's Auto, Firestone, Atwood's, AutoZone, Tractor Supply, and Firestone. We've had some really good participation and great prizes, and we want to give it away. We want to share it with everyone.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
And it's not too late if somebody is wanting to have a booth to educate the community on an educational topic. You can go on our Facebook site or email. You could email me, stacy.garrett@ascension.org, and we'll get you a booth space.
Very cool. Transitions of Care Health Fair, One Heart, One Community. Once again, that's coming up on Saturday, August the 25th. It's 10 to 2. You can come and go. It's free at the Bartlesville Community Center. And once again, you can get some more information about it on their Facebook page as well, Transitions of Care Health Fair. And it's got that nice logo with the heart over the community as well. They got their medication safety stuff that they're doing, drug take back, and all those prizes and bingo and good stuff. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Anna DeBow and Stacy Garrett with us for a Community Connection on K1. More news coming up on K1 in just a few minutes. It's 8:43, upper 70s across the area. Cal Thomas commentary coming up in just about 30 seconds.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overly's Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
It's difficult to keep up with the shootings in Chicago. Last weekend, there were more than 70 people shot. At least 10 have died. What do all of these shootings in Chicago have in common? They're happening in a city with some of the toughest gun laws in the country, and the media won't hold Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the former chief of staff to Bill Clinton, accountable, much less responsible. It's not only Chicago. Other big cities like Los Angeles, Baltimore, and Washington have similar problems with guns and crime, increasingly gang-related. All are run by Democrat mayors. You know how the media would be screaming if even one of these mayors was a Republican, but when